This is Lacey with SmartCast, and I'm joined today with our Alastin rep, Jill. She's going to talk to us about an exciting new addition to their portfolio of skincare products, the C Radical Defense Antioxidant, and what makes it different from a lot of the other antioxidants on the market. So, Jill, tell us a little bit about this new exciting product. We've been testing it out at SmartSkin. You said today that we were the first in Birmingham to launch this new skincare product. So we're so excited to be the first in the area.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on today. You're not only just the first in Birmingham, you're the first in the state of Alabama and the Panhandle of Florida to get your hands on this exciting product.
Well, we are very competitive, so I'd love to hear that.
Yes, yes. Well, we were so excited to launch it, but you are the select few. It's very different than a lot of the other products out there and ones that I'm familiar with and a lot of your patients are probably familiar with, in the fact that the delivery system is completely different. Mm-hmm. So yes, we use a specific type of vitamin C called sodium ascorbate, which is the salt molecule from the vitamin C. We took that molecule, we encapsulated it into what we call a lipidrome and deliver it directly into the cell. So it kind of bypasses any kind of adverse reactions or events that patients may have or experience, especially your acne patients, right, that are not used to being able to use a vitamin C. But then we didn't stop there. We added other ingredients that help with protection against blue light, pollution, UV, inflammation, all that good stuff. So it actually has multiple uses.
I would expect nothing less than John Garuda, who's right, the formulator of your skincare products. Right. I just love his philosophy on skincare formulations and not blessing the tank. Every ingredient has a purpose. It has a reason. They all just work so seamlessly together, and mm-hmm, I respect him so much for that. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the other antioxidants on the market, like you said, do cause some contraindications for people that are acne prone. So tell me a little bit about why that is, mm-hmm, and how this, you know, is going to be a better option for acne prone skin.
Yeah, it's a great question, especially since I'm an acne patient myself. When I would use a serum that usually comes in a bottle with like a dropper on top, those a lot of times are what's called L-absorbic acid, which is a water molecule. So when you think about the makeup of our skin and what's happening underneath the skin, which is very lipid-based, it's mixing oil and water. So for me personally, using something like an L-absorbic acid with a water-based molecule would just sit at the top of my skin, which was a breeding ground for bacteria for me. So I am one of those patients that just thought getting a vitamin C or the ability to use one just wasn't in my future. So I was super excited to see this specific type of delivery system because it bypasses all of that and goes directly into the cell. I will say another thing, and I appreciate what you said about Alastin, because we do. We put a lot of science and a lot of research into our products, and that is one thing that we did for this product. So not only is it helping with the collagen production, like a lot of other vitamin C's out there, but we're also conserving the elastin, which is very different than a lot of the other types of vitamin C out there.
Yeah, and I know that John specifically chooses to not use water in a lot of his formulations, mm-hmm, and a lot of that is for stability purposes, mm-hmm, and for not having to put unnecessary ingredients in, mm-hmm, there. So maybe you could explain his purpose behind that as well.
Yeah, so when it comes to stability of a specific product, it can get tricky when you're mixing it with other types of ingredients. So what John decided to do with this specific product was encapsulate it so it would go directly into the cell. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I understand exactly what you're asking with that.
Yeah, so like normally when you have a water-based product, your preservation, mm-hmm, ingredients are going to be a little bit different than if you're using ingredients that don't require water. Mm-hmm. So he's able to formulate without having to add in those extra preservatives into skincare formulation whenever he is not using water.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
So I know so, that
and we do that with nectar too.
Yeah.
I mean, so regenerating skin nectar, one of the first things that John did was take the water out. So it's anhydrous, you know, for that specific reason.
And because he wanted that one to be post-procedure safe as well. And if you have 100%. Water in the formulation, it's therefore it's not you know, going to be post-procedure safe.
Right.
So with that being said, is the C-Radical Defense Antioxidant Serum, is it post-procedure safe?
Yeah, I would, with any product besides our Regenerating Skin Nectar, I would wait for any kind of abrasive or openness to mm-hmm. close, the channels right. to close, and yeah. then 100%.
Yeah, because I think that the Skin Better Alto Advanced, mm-hmm. I believe it's post-procedure safe as well, so mm-hmm. I would assume that this one would be too, especially since there's no water in it.
Right.
And then a lot of times with a vitamin C, it's counteractive with some retinols. Mm-hmm. What's the case with this one?
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about that with this one because of the delivery system mm-hmm. specifically. So a lot of times the counteraction with the retinol has to do with the pH levels and all that good stuff specific with L-absorbic acid. And I think because L-absorbic acid was the only type of vitamin C that was available for so long, I think a lot of people are used to just saying you can't use a vitamin C with a retinol because it reduces the effectiveness of each other, but we're not using L-absorbic acid, so we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
It's just completely different.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And then, of course, this one doesn't oxidize.
Doesn't oxidize.
The packaging that you yeah. all have, which is really great. You're going to have the same stability from the first pump to the very last,
yep,
which is amazing.
It's an airless pump for that reason.
It's in a great twist up top, so it's easy to travel with mm-hmm. it. You don't have to worry about losing the top or getting product all over the place. You just twist the top, the lid, the pump goes down, and you can easily travel with it. It's a 1 ounce bottle, so it's mm-hmm. definitely TSA safe. I'm mm-hmm. getting ready to go to Arizona next weekend with my brother,
yeah.
so I'll definitely be packing up my Lasten skincare products with me to take on that trip,
yep.
Especially being out in Arizona. We're
yep.
going to definitely need the the Radical Defense mm-hmm. for that while we're there.
Or maybe some HAMRs while you're there.
mm-hmm, absolutely. So we definitely pair a lot of y'all's skincare products post-procedure with especially our Scarlet mm-hmm. microneedling with radio frequency, which mm-hmm. is one of the treatments that we'll be discussing on the panel next week in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So the Duo Kit is one of our big sellers mm-hmm. that we do with that, just mm-hmm. because it's going to help repair their skin before this treatment and help them to repair faster post-procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love that it has the restorative complex packaged in with it mm-hmm. so that they can get right to that skincare product as soon as they're finished repairing their
mm-hmm.
skin. And then, of course, we give them their choice of free cleanser. They can choose the calming cleanser or the cream cleanser, so the gentle or the cream, either one depending on their skin type, so it makes it a really good value for them.
Yeah, no, that's great, and I love that you're pairing that and you're going ahead and pairing that with a lot of your procedures, because not only are patients going to get a better outcome from it, but
mm-hmm.
in the long run they're going to end up incorporating it into their everyday regimen,
right,
which is so important.
Yeah, I think that the restorative has been really great too, especially because it has the silver mushroom extract in
mm-hmm.
it. They're getting kind of like a little bit of a 2-for-1 in that skincare
mm-hmm.
product. So are people that are a little bit more on a budget or they don't need a ton of hydration,
mm-hmm.
they really appreciate that added value in the restorative complex.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think sometimes, you know, a lot of times patients will feel the regenerating skin nectar and they love the feel, right? Because it's got that silicone, dimethicone feel to it. It's very silky,
mm-hmm.
but they oftentimes forget that it does have a big sister, and that is the restorative skin. So yeah, we added the silver mushroom to help with hydration, but we also have two different other ingredients that help with the fat cell, you know, fatten it back up, and then L-ornithine, which keeps it inflated, so it's going to help with the plumping.
Yeah.
So it can do a lot of the things that Regenerating Skin Nectar can do, but now we're also hydrating, like you mentioned, and plumping.
So my mom's obsessed with the nectar.
Yes,
like,
I am too.
I think that she needs like an endless supply of Back Bar nectar, because
mm-hmm.
every time she comes in, she grabs a bottle.
Yeah.
She uses the nectar and the restorative complex.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a lot of patients that do that?
We do, and I'm one personally. So
you are?
I do. Yes, I use Regenerating Skin Nectar during the day.
Yeah.
I feel like it feels like a great primer with
yeah.
makeup.
No, it absolutely
I love the way
is.
It feels.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an acne patient and all the things. I'm super sensitive. But I need that hydration and plumping. So I use that at night, which it's more important because
mm-hmm.
of what your skin does at night.
So we talked a little bit about the nectar could be a medical grade primer. Mm-hmm. So could you potentially use the Restorative Complex as your skincare regimen and then use the Nectar as your primer for your makeup?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. I like that. Anytime that I can switch over from a chemical based, you know, makeup type of product into a carefully thought out formulation skincare that's going to actually benefit my skin. Yeah. I love to be able to have that swap over.
Oh, 100%.
One of my personal favorites in y'all's brand is the Neck Complex.
Yes.
I love the neck. Yep. I love the new packaging.
Yep.
The old packaging was, you know, not ideal, but I suffered through it because it was such a great product formulation. But I love the new packaging. I love the way that it looks on my neck, especially now that so many people are experiencing the tech neck from texting, looking down constantly. This really helps to plump those fine lines and wrinkles up. Mm-hmm. It pairs really nicely with Radies Hyper Dilute and some of the other treatments that we have available here at Smart Skin now, but I definitely always recommend that restorative neck. So tell me a little bit about, we were just having a lunch and learn with our staff and you were talking to them about the flaxseed that's in the Neck Complex, and like, what's the purpose of that in this formulation for the neck product?
I get so excited when I talk about this product. Not only with the Trihex, you know, and we love Trihex here at Alastin, but flaxseed. So flaxseed was added as an ingredient. And what I had explained to your staff was, you think about, and the health nuts out there will know what I'm talking about, you can put a scoop of flaxseed into a milkshake and then let it sit for a little bit. And one thing that you'll notice is that it thickens up.
Right.
But we're doing that under the skin. So having that as an ingredient is a huge benefit, especially for tech neck. And you think about the rings, and we can plump that back out. But, and it's a great product. It's kind of a BLT, a Brighten, Lighten, and Tighten.
Yes.
Yep.
I love that. Yeah, there's lots of new areas being treated with toxins and stuff too. So this is just going to, you know, whether they're doing toxin, Radies Hyper Dilute, or whatever it is that they're doing, this is just going to be the cherry on top.
Absolutely.
To give them those great results with or without those other procedures. I think that the Restorative Eye Treatment is one of my favorite eye products of all time.
Yep.
It really helps to brighten underneath the eyes, dark circles, puffiness. It's been clinically tested on the eyelid, which is a whole separate testing process that you all go through. Yep. So I really like the Restorative Eye too.
Yeah, and I think a lot of patients don't know that the skin on our eyelid is the thinnest skin that we have in our entire body. So, and I'm guilty of this before getting education. With endowed, I'd put something all over my face, not understanding how thin that skin is and how dangerous that could be. So yeah, we went through some extra testing on the Restorative Eye. And that's a whole nother problem area too. The sagging that a lot of patients will get as we age in that area right above the eye, kind of to the outside, how it'll sag down. So that Trihex working in there.
Pair it with the Upneak and you are just ready to go.
100%.
I love that combination, especially when I am traveling and staying in a hotel with all of the bleach and everything that irritates your eyes. Upneak and the Restorative Eye Complex.
Like, great combo.
You're just bright-eyed and ready to go. Yeah. You look like you've got a lot more rest than you really have had.
It's true. It's true. All you single moms like me out there know.
And then our HydroTint is probably our number one selling SKU, like, within the entire practice. We cannot keep the HydroTint in stock. I love it. It feels amazing. It's what I wear every single day. I love it because I don't really like to wear makeup, but it makes me look like I tried a little bit.
So
it gives you a really pretty glow.
It's true.
It's protecting your skin from UVA, UVB. Does it also have environmental defense
it does.
In it as well?
And infrared, blue light, all of those.
Which is a big thing now. All these people that are like, I'm never out in the sun, I don't need sunscreen. I'm like, yeah, but do you look at a screen? You're on the computer? Do you have lights in the room that you're in?
Yeah.
Because those are all going to cause issues as well, and you need to protect your skin from those things.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think a lot of times patients will just link sunscreen to UVA, UVB damage, but they forget about all the other different types of lights out there that's damaging collagen and elastin.
Yeah.
And and all that stuff.
And those actually cause the worst damage.
They do.
The deepest into the dermis of the skin.
They do. And then patients will come in and want injections or lasers or filler or whatever, mm-hmm. when we could be preventing this whole time.
Oh, yeah. We have people that will get an IPL and they're like, I can't tell any difference. I'm like, yeah, but you did one treatment and it took you a really long time to get that sun damage.
Yeah, you know, and you bring up a really good point specifically with IPL because I'm a pigment patient myself. And mm-hmm. I do hear this from patients a lot when they'll leave an IPL session mm-hmm. or BBL or whatever. And they will say, I have sunscreen in my makeup. I'm good. And it's about the education of, mm-hmm. of trying to explain. I love the fact that you're using a sunscreen and that you care, mm-hmm. but what you're using is probably a chemical sunscreen. Chemical right. sunscreen, it's great. I mean, it'll protect against UVA, UVB, but a lot of patients don't understand that we're absorbing the rays with a chemical sunscreen, and what that's doing is triggering a hormone mm-hmm. deep in our dermis to shoot up pigment for protection.
Yeah.
So they need a good physical sunscreen or a mineral-based sunscreen, and, mm-hmm. and that's exactly what our sunscreens are.
Right. So speaking of pigment, we were discussing at the Lunch and Learn too about the Illuminate mm-hmm. and the melanin inhibitor and how important it is that if you're going to be working on any sort of pigmentation treatments, especially light-based treatments, mm-hmm. they have to be on a melanin inhibitor. It's mm-hmm. going to give them that much better result. It's going to give them faster results, and it's going to get them a safer result. So I love the Illuminate. Mm-hmm. It's quickly becoming one of our number one, you know, melanin inhibitor mm-hmm. products that we carry here at Smart Skin. And for good reason, it's a really great mm-hmm. formula. Again, John never disappoints with the outcomes with the skincare products that he delivers to us. I love that it's very lightweight. Mm-hmm. It's just got a really pretty glow to it. I almost mm-hmm. feel like I have a bronzing effect.
I love that you say that too, because, you know, speaking with John Garrido, I got to go through the lab and I got to meet him and I got mm-hmm. to meet all the, all of his formulators that work under him. And they specifically talked about there's an ingredient that goes in there to help with that immediate luminosity effect that it gives, mm-hmm. which I love. But we don't use a hydroquinone at Elastin,
right.
So you don't have to take a break after being on it for 12 weeks at mm-hmm. a time, which is very convenient for patients.
Right.
There's no retinol in there, so that means it's pregnancy safe. So for any pregnant mamas out there and you're getting that mask from melasma or any kind of hormone-induced pigmentation, this is a great product. But we don't just focus on where a lot of other brands do, which is just the melanocyte when it comes to pigmentation. Mm-hmm. We're also looking at the keratinocyte as well as that vascular cell, which is a big deal when you're thinking about inflammation and melasma and everything that goes with that.
And working on that pigment at all pathways mm-hmm. and not just the one pathway that blocks mm-hmm. it to where the melanocytes are making their little mm-hmm. little babies in the background. And as soon as you come off of the hydroquinone, they're like, boom, back out with the vengeance.
Yeah, it's so true. It is our path 3 technology, which is funny because you think path 3, they're using 3 different ingredients, but that's not the case. We have a lot of ingredients, but focus on those 3 different pathways. Tranexamic acid is mm-hmm. one of them. A lot of people are familiar with that. Silymarin's another one. But just a whole list of just great ingredients to help with that pigmentation.
I love that the common patient these days are so savvy with their ingredients mm-hmm. these days. They're not just like, oh, what does this do for me? Great, thanks, I'll use it. Like mm-hmm. they are asking questions. They want to know mm-hmm. what's in the products. They want to make sure that there aren't certain ingredients in there that they're looking out for. Mm-hmm. So I definitely appreciate the patient's like responsibility to the skincare mm-hmm. products that they're using on their bodies these days.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting sometimes when I'm working with patients, and I think a lot of times there's a lot of things advertised, you know, when it comes to social media and TikTok and, you know, all that good stuff. And I think a lot of times patients try their best to educate, but not all the information is out there, and sometimes not all the right information is out there. And hyaluronic acid's another good example of this happening mm-hmm. where a patient will come in. Let's say this patient has melasma or some kind of pigmentation or some kind of redness, if you will, with the skin. And they're using a hyaluronic acid that they might have gotten from somewhere else, but they don't understand that it's a low molecular weight hyaluronic acid,
right.
which can actually inflame the skin.
Exactly.
So, you know, with Elastin, with HA Immerse, we're using a high molecular weight, which has anti-inflammatory properties. So just, you know, little things like that.
Yeah. I mean, you learn that. We're learning now that not all water is the same.
Right.
Not all water is actually hydrating.
Right,
You have to have the minerals in there too.
Right.
So it's crazy because, you know, there are these, you know, trigger words of hyaluronic acid, but they don't always know that there are different variations of that.
Yeah, I think.
And what to look for.
A lot of the buzzwords, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C is another one. I think, you know, sunscreen.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know about sunscreen until I got educated with what I do for a living to understand the differences. I'm a pigment, acne, hormonally dry patient. I was doing all the wrong things. So I think I love when patients come in and ask questions.
Me too.
You know, because that's what you guys are here for.
Yeah. We're here to educate. And it's not our job to sell skincare. It's our job to educate patients so that they can make the most informed decision for themselves.
Yeah. One thing I love about what you guys do here is you're not selling product, but you're selling solutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
And we love to enhance post-procedure, especially for our little lippies.
Yep.
We like to do the enhance. And a good little tip with that is we tell them to keep it in their fridge.
Yeah.
Because it's nice and cool and they can keep it around, even, you know, not with injectables, but anything else, because it does have arnica and some other ingredients in it that are even stronger than arnica that are going to help would reduce that swelling, inflammation, and bruising too.
That metal tip at the end, it's where it's at. When it comes to any kind of injections around the lip area, it feels so good against the skin. So the ingredients in Enhance with Trihex technology, which again is a big deal for us. So Trihex technology will help clear out the extracellular matrix with elastin and collagen buildup and fibroblasts that aren't working. So it's clearing that out while supporting the ability to grow new collagen and elastin. So think about that specifically with injections and what that means with trying to communicate with that fibroblast. But we also use chromaffei technology, which deals with the actual blood vessels creating the bruise in the healing process. And then arnica, which helps with the swelling and the inflammation. It's a great all-over product for any kind of injection.
Yeah. I used to love, Elena used to do the analogy with Trihex technology that, like, before she was getting ready to do her gardening for the summer, she'd have to go into her flower bed, clear out all the old, so that she could plant her new, and then they would everything would signal and grow the way that it was supposed to. So we have a table in our office that I always will, when I'm talking to clients, be like, you see this table and it's got all this brochures and plants and all these things on it. Just visualize me taking, like, and just wiping everything out of it so that I could put something brand new and nice and clean.
Yep.
And that way everything is going to look a little bit more cohesive. And so being able to give them that visualization of what Trihex technology is doing in their skin has been really helpful for them too.
Yeah, that it is a great analogy. I always like to use clearing of the land to build a house. You buy a piece of land, you find someone that can build the house, but you have to clear the land first, right? To lay down the pipes and all that. It's all about the foundation.
And then, you know, layering that in with anything else that they're doing, whether it's injectables or skincare treatments or skincare products at home, it's just going to build a better, more stable house if you have a better foundation.
Yeah, and I think, and patients shouldn't know everything that's happening underneath the skin, right? Because they have their own jobs. That's why they come see us.
Right.
But what patients don't understand a lot of times is everything that we're doing when it comes to lasers, injections, and all that good stuff is trying to communicate with what's called a fibroblast. The fibroblast is like a little bitty olive-looking thing that likes to sit on collagen, and that's what helps produce collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid, all that stuff. But as we age, the collagen starts to break down and get tangled, and those fibroblasts start to get a little bit rounder and smaller, and they're not receiving the signals. So that's what Trihex does, is we come in, we clean all that stuff out, and then we start building new so that these fibroblasts can actually get the signals that we're giving them. So patients may have that one product that they don't want to let go of, and that's okay. Anything with Trihex is just going to help that work even more and even better.
Give them a better outcome. Another thing that I love that you guys did is your own studies with the Transform. Mm-hmm. So I love that you all did studies to prove that our M-Sculpt Neo really works. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many people that are like, oh my gosh, I've done so many different things for my body and it never works. And everybody mm-hmm. makes these promises. Well, you guys did the clinical studies for us. And it shows mm-hmm. that not only does the technology work, but mm-hmm. adding in the Transform is going to make it work even faster.
I know. I love
so
that.
So I love that it's, you know, two pumps a day, you know, mm-hmm. in the area that you're treating, mm-hmm. Whether it's your tummy, your arms, your booty, whatever it is, it's going to get them results up to 2 weeks faster. Mm-hmm. It also helps with tone, texture, and elasticity.
It does.
So tell me a little bit about the technology and the Transform and, like, what is it actually doing to those broken down fat cells?
Yeah. So there's an ingredient called hexapeptide 11 mm-hmm. that we put in yet another lipodrome. We love our lipodromes here because we want stuff to get to where it needs to be faster.
Right.
So we take hexapeptide 11, we put it in a lipodrome, put it through the hair follicle so that it can hit the fat cell. That fat cell, when you're looking at stuff like M-Sculpt, you're trying to break it down even faster. And then there's what I call Pac-Man, macrophages to come and eat away
we
at that.
We are an impatient group of people. We want results like yesterday.
Like yesterday. I know, I know. But yeah, we help that process go even faster.
Yeah.
So we help break down the fat cell even more. Mm-hmm. And then I like to say we're letting loose the piranhas at that point to come and to eat away at the fat cell.
Yeah.
So we're actually dealing with the autophagy process itself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I love to use Transform even when I'm not doing mm-hmm. treatment. Is that helping me too?
It is, absolutely. And a lot of times I see patients love to use it around their knees. Mm-hmm. Personally, I like my stomach, the back of my arms, my tush, the back of my legs, sometimes the back of my calves. But yeah, 100%, it'll work as a standalone product.
Yeah, it works really well in combination with our microneedling with radio frequency as well.
It does.
So like you were saying, above the knees, the arms, mm-hmm. All of those areas, it pairs so nicely with that mm-hmm. treatment modality that we offer here at Smart Skin too. One of the things that we discussed during lunch today that sometimes gets forgotten about is the resurfacing polish.
I know.
I think it's so beautiful, nice and purple, so that it will within itself is, you know, kind of a little talking point. Where mm-hmm. does the color come from? I know that it's from Volcano.
It is, yes.
And it's hydrating, mm-hmm. which is a little bit unique to mm-hmm. a polish.
Yes. So the purple color does come from a volcanic rock called perlite that we use. It just so happens that our colors are purple and that we're using a purple volcanic rock. But there's also glycolic acid in there, which is a big deal because it's the smallest alpha hydroxy acid to actually get into the pore in the hair follicle and break up gunk, right, that's starting to build up. But there is caprylic and some triglyceride and different ingredients to help with the hydration, as well as the sugar molecule, which is also in our HAMRs. So super hydrating, which that makes it a little bit different than other scrubs or polishes that are out there on the market. It's not going to leave the skin super dry. It's going to actually get down into the hair follicle and the pore, break up gunk. We have the physical exfoliation, and now we're hydrating too.
But it's not scratching or irritating the skin, which is amazing.
If you look at each individual abrasive little piece, it's actually rounded around the edges. It's not square, and there's no pointy edges.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. You all have some pretty incredible retinols too in your portfolio of skincare products. You have mm-hmm. a 0.25, 0.5, and mm-hmm. a 1.0. It's also in a lipid barrier system, so it's able to penetrate deeper into the skin without mm-hmm. irritating as well. Mm-hmm. What else is different about y'all's retinols?
So one thing I love, I can get on a retinol soapbox. It's one of my favorite ingredients in the entire world. And I don't think that patients understand exactly what retinol can do for the skin or any kind of vitamin A for that matter. So going back to the fibroblasts, retinol and vitamin A itself likes to communicate with that fibroblast. Collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid, it's thickening up the bottom part of our skin. The dermal epidermal junction that's going from the top to the bottom, we're thickening up and we're protecting everything that's going on underneath the skin. But then it's also increasing cell turnover, which is a big deal for pigment patients that are trying to get rid of pigment that we have inside the skin. But with all that being said, a lot of vitamin A's and retinols out there can be very irritating to mm-hmm. the skin. Yeah. And sometimes patients will complain about peeling, redness, inflammation, irritation, and things like that. But because we put it into our nice little lipodrome, again, we bypass all of that and we get to the source of what we're trying to do. So you think about what Trihex does for the skin, and then you add a vitamin A like our retinol to the skin, and it's like the perfect marriage.
Yeah, retinol and SPF are the two mm-hmm. like top recommended skincare products and a skincare yeah. regimen. Like if you could do nothing else, those two things alone would.
I always say ABC.
Yeah.
So vitamin A, protect against that burn, and that vitamin C, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've talked about the HA Immerse yet.
Yeah.
You all launched the HA Immerse a few years ago, mm-hmm. and I love the HA Immerse mm-hmm. so much. I can sometimes get a little lazy with my skincare routine, so I sometimes will use it. Double it as an eye cream mm-hmm. or lips, because you guys still haven't launched an amazing lip product yet that I've been so patiently waiting for that would go perfectly in the Enhance tube, just mm-hmm. saying.
It would.
But I love the HA Immerse. I love the consistency yeah. of it. I love the way that it feels on my skin. I love the way that it gives me a really pretty glow. It's not sticky. It doesn't mm-hmm. smell. It's not going to roll on my fingertips. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make my makeup roll. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this magic in a bottle?
I know, it's so wonderful. I think the number one complaint that I hear from patients across the board that have experience with hyaluronic acid mm-hmm. is the rolling effect that they'll get from the product, or tackiness, or sometimes there's a smell or it feels weird on the skin. And HA Immerse just doesn't have that effect. So we do, and I kind of mentioned earlier, we use a high molecular weight hyaluronic acid. So what that means is it's going to help with inflammation within the skin. There's a sugar molecule in there as well. And we're going to help maintain the moisture that we already have in there with other ingredients as well. But one thing that I do love about HA Immerse is that we also look at the inflammation process that can happen just from natural reasons, and we protect against that as well. So any of the patients that are dealing with inflammation or some kind of redness will appreciate this product. Mm-hmm. But I think another misconception too is sometimes patients feel like hyaluronic acid is supposed to be a hydrator, and it is, but it isn't. It's not going to replace a moisturizer or a hydrator, but we're trying to hydrate from the inside out. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just use a different approach at Alastin, where we're hydrating from the top, we're hydrating from the bottom, and then we're trying to help stimulate the hydration itself naturally.
So this is really good too for someone who's dealing with acne as mm-hmm. well, because of the inflammation mm-hmm. and a lot of times they're on topical medications or mm-hmm. oral medications that are going to cause a lot of dryness in the skin as well. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to combat a lot of that dehydration, mm-hmm. inflammation, and redness.
Yeah, it will. And I think, you know, sometimes patients that have different skin conditions, which can include some kind of inflammation with the skin, they don't understand all the time. You know, when they go out and they buy a hyaluronic acid and they don't understand why the inflammation or redness is getting worse. And then it just goes back to the education and why they come here, of just explaining to them what they're using may trigger inflammation. Right. But what's in this bottle can help combat it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. My daughter has perioral dermatitis.
Okay.
And so she struggles with some inflammation in her skin mm-hmm. from that too. And it's just, sometimes it's perfectly fine and then mm-hmm. sometimes it'll flare up. But when she's having a flare up, she definitely notices some improvement using the HA Immerse.
Yeah.
So she kind of keeps it in her back pocket as a little, yeah. a little friend for yeah. her in the middle
I love
of
that.
All of that. And then my 12-year-old daughter, she also loves the HA Immerse mm-hmm. too. So
yeah, I think that HA Immerse is good for anyone that has skin,
mm-hmm.
which is what I like to say. But another thing I will mention is don't forget to immerse first. So it's going to be the first thing to go on the skin before any other product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. So what do you think's going to be coming up next in the pipeline after this launch of the C-Radical Defense.
I wish they would tell us these things. But I think they also know that sales reps have a big mouth, so they don't tell us these things. But I don't put it past John to come up with anything. He is the most impressive formulator I think I've ever seen.
Agreed.
And you just look at his resume. You just Google him. You're like, oh, my God, he came up with that, and he came up with that. But there's no telling. I'm excited to see what he has. Yeah. What he's studying, what he's doing.
It's been fun to see Alastin as a company and the growth that you all have experienced since the beginning.
Yeah.
The last time I saw John was like right in the beginning stages of Alastin. Yeah. I was actually there at his lab for color science.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love your hydrotint formulation. It's amazing. I like it so much better.
Yeah.
And he was like, me too.
He's so down.
We're having
a
little sidebar conversation.
I saw him at the national sales meeting, and he's walking around like he's one of us. And I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity. I'm getting tongue twisted, and I'm like, oh my God, it's you. Like, you exist.
He's so humble, though. He's like one of the most down to earth, like friendliest people. He just is a regular guy.
And you know, it kind of brings up a good point with him is. One thing I can appreciate that Alastin does is listen to the doctors, to the estheticians, to the patients before we come out with another launch. Mm-hmm. You know, when we were launching Illuminate, that's one of the first things is that we did is we asked different clinicians, doctors, estheticians, you want a hyperpigmentation product? What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the drawing board and John Garrido as he makes it happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I like that he makes it happen in a way that's not just a copycat version of someone else's.
Yeah.
He says, I see these skincare products that you all have. Mm-hmm. What can I do to put a twist on it to make it better?
Yeah.
And then I just think that it's good for the industry overall. You guys keep each other on your toes.
We do. I would say Alastin's products are just different.
Mm-hmm.
They're just different. It's hard to compare them to anything else that's out there because... We don't just make a product and then show studies. We do punch biopsies.
Right.
We get down to the nitty gritty and we want to make sure that it actually works.
Well, improve it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just say something. Yeah. You're proving with white papers and studies and punch biopsies and peer reviewed. And
they get published.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think that y'all's skincare line is so great for post-procedure. It's so great for acne-prone skin. It's so great for rosacea-prone skin. There's really not much you guys can't address.
Yeah, and I will say, you know, Alastin coming out with Regenerating Skin Nectar and deciding to get into that space, they did it so well.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the fact that they said, okay, we have this product. This is all the things that it can do, and nothing else can do that. But how can I incorporate this into everyday products? And that's what they've done.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. I think that we originally thought we were going to just be talking about the launch of the Radical Defense, but we just went down memory lane with all the other skincare products. The last time we did this was when Elena was here with us. So you did a fantastic job.
Oh, thanks.
Welcome to the Alastin family.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you.
Thank you.
And we will have you back here soon.
I would love that.
Hopefully with a lip product launch.
Yeah. I'll let John know.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of SmartCast. We'll see you next week.